Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Week in Digital Marketing So Far. It's Saturday, May 16th, and you may have noticed that I normally do this on a Friday, and now you're seeing the video on a Saturday. Really, really sorry about that. But just like everybody else, I have been crazy busy. Things are changing left and right all over the place at my practice, so had to bump the video by a day. Please don't be too mad at me. With that, we actually don't have any news for YouTube this week, so we're going to dive right on in to Google. Now let's dive in to Google. An article in the Wall Street Journal shows that Google News can be easily tricked into removing actual news articles with false DMCA complaints. Google says that there are no problems, but the Wall Street Journal points out that Google reinstated over 50,000 news articles after they reported the issue to them. Google's Gary Eves? I can't remember how to say it. I'm so sorry, Gary. Has pointed out that Google's index is highly tied to quality of the content that is actually indexed by Google. So if you notice documents getting kicked out of Google's index, then it's probably a sign that that document, that page, is probably low quality and was bumped out of the index in favor for a higher quality document. Google Ads is beta testing a curbside pickup indicator for advertisers on Google Shopping that are using the local inventory ads. Google Ads is sunsetting the gallery ads beta test, and they're gonna just stick with image extension ads, at least for now. Google Shopping merchants can now integrate their account with PayPal. After an incredibly long hiatus due to the COVID-19 pandemic, Google My Business reviews that were left during that period for local businesses are starting to get published at a pretty good rate right now. So if you thought you got any reviews in the past month and a half or so, go check your Google My Business reviews and see if you've got any of those reviews showing up. Here's the catch. You're probably not always going to get the email from Google when the review is published. I had about 4 or 5 reviews show up so far, and Google didn't actually notify me of those. So that could be a lag right there in the notification and when the review itself is published. So you may have to just go check it out and see if those reviews are showing up. The U.S. Department of Justice is close to filing antitrust lawsuits against Google over their dominant ad business. This comes from the Wall Street Journal after months and months of rumors that it was probably the case. They have insiders that they've spoke to who said it's probably going to happen sometime around this summer that the lawsuits will be filed against Google. We'll see if that actually ends up in court or not. A vulnerability was discovered in Google's first official WordPress plugin, SiteKit. It has been patched now. If you are a SiteKit user, you need to upgrade that plugin. And you may, while you're in there, go ahead and just upgrade your WordPress and all of your other plugins. As always, make sure you back up before you update anything because you could break everything with one plugin update. Late this summer, Google Chrome is going to start removing ads for users that load slowly, take up too much bandwidth, or even try to mine cryptocurrencies off of a user's device. Google Chrome refers to these as heavy ads, and when they get removed, automatically users will actually see a message telling them why the ad was removed. If you're a publisher and you're selling advertising, you need to pay close attention to the ads that are being distributed on your own website. You should always, always, always be doing speed testing and be doing other checks to make sure that the ads that are appearing on your website are loading quickly and are of high quality and of value to the readers of your content or the users of your website. In Facebook news, Facebook is buying GIF hosting website Giphy for $400 million. Facebook has a new feature called Businesses Nearby, which will show you recent posts from local business Facebook pages within a nearby geographic region around your current area. Facebook settled with content moderators who suffer from PTSD for $52 million. Instagram has a lot of new features to help fight bullying on the platform, including the ability to remove comments in bulk and ban users in bulk. Instagram also has a feature coming out for the comments where you can pin a comment to the very top. Instagram Live videos can now be saved to your IGTV, where they can live on forever. Instagram Stories has a new small business support sticker over on the Snappity Chatty. Snapchat has updated their analytics layout, and they've also released a new quoting feature, but unfortunately that is only available for creator accounts. Snapchat's a little thin on how you actually get a creator account, so you probably don't have access to that yet unless you're a creator, and then you probably already know that you do. But if you do get a creator account in the future, check out the new quoting feature. Here we go to LinkedIn. LinkedIn unveiled a new virtual events feature to try to help communities come together during the pandemic. Obviously, the feature could be used to connect with your colleagues, a la Zoom or Microsoft Teams. Check it out. It looks like a pretty neat feature. LinkedIn's feed algorithm now considers dwell time in determining what is going to make it into the feed. And they explain dwell time as when somebody is scrolling through their LinkedIn feed, if they slow down and spend time looking at your LinkedIn post, then that is a positive sign to LinkedIn, and they'll show that post to more people. Bonus round! A bill in the U.S. Senate passed with one vote, and the bill will allow the FBI to seize users' online search history without using a warrant. Please, please go protest this. If you're going to protest anything, that's something you should protest. Adage has created a running list of things marketers and major brands are doing to respond to the COVID-19 lockdowns. It's a pretty interesting read of all the little things that are happening kind of behind the scenes and with these big brands. If you're looking for inspiration or ideas for your own response, highly suggest checking out that list. It's a running list, so they're going to keep adding to it. If you're a marketer or a brand out there, you may even get added to that list. And finally this week, after blaming all of their failures with their launch on coronavirus, Quibi, the short video app, has decided to include a sharing feature, which may actually come in handy as they try to get more people to understand what Quibi is and the entertaining content that they have on offer inside the app. That's it for the Weekend Digital Marketing So Far podcast edition. Thank you so much for tuning into this episode of our podcast. If you like this podcast episode, you've got to subscribe wherever you're at so you can get updated every single week when we upload a new version of the podcast. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, or complaints, please do me a favor. Head on over to the website, joeyoungblood.com. Click on the contact link and send me a message. I'm waiting to hear from you. I'll talk to you next week.